We covered. We got a new hire. It was me. I'm eternally grateful. However, you can so basically, we now have 7 full timers. Although it's far fewer than the 12 full timers that we had 16 years ago. So we've actually seen a decline. And you can see our department FTEF productivity has actually increased from 9.27 in fall of 2009 to 11.28 in spring of 2015. So despite the fact that we have fewer full-time English faculty, we're actually teaching more classes, more students. Okay, and you can look at, you can look at our productivity by semester. I mean, I think the most important one is you can look at this fall, our fill rates are extremely high, 104%. Our FTEF are 14.85, so that's like twice the full-time faculty that we have. And 43% of our classes are taught by full-time faculty, so that means that the other half are taught, well, over half are taught by part-timers.
And can you help everybody understand the other columns too?
Yes, of course. So you can just see it goes from fall 2009 to fall 2013. And you can see our enrollment, the number of sections. So we went from 42 sections to now 62 sections. That's despite, you know, college lower numbers in the college in general. The English department actually is not experiencing the same situation. And then you can see the fill rates. They actually go, you know, they started at 103% in 2009, and there's some flux, but you can see we're back up to very high fill rates as well. Mm-hmm. Why not adjuncts? Adjuncts are awesome. I was one for a long time. But there are some things in the department that are difficult to do with a large number of adjuncts and many fewer full-timers. One of the things is chairing and staffing committees. So there's kind of a list of the committees that we're involved in: professional development, ACES, honors, advisory, sustainability, pathways to transfer, distance education, AFT, and that academic grievance committee.
I'm going to make another quick comment here, too. One of the things we're noticing is the additional time that we need to orient and mentor adjuncts as they come in. It takes a while, and adjuncts, how many, I don't know the number of adjuncts who are new this semester, but several. And we've had difficulty, of course, finding people with reading certificates. But this takes time for full-timers just to be there and say, well, where are the paper clips? What do you mean we have a computer lab? And those questions. Where's the library? I mean, that level of training for new adjuncts is really imperative. It's one of the things that we do.
And then I think one of the other important things that we've been involved in is the development of initiatives here on the campus. And we just want to highlight a couple of them that I think are especially important. One of the things that we've been working on, which I mentioned last semester when we were going through the hiring proposal process, is the development of a writing center, which, as I mentioned then, it's very unique that we don't have a writing center, that we just have a learning center with all the tutors together. So one of the things that we've realized is that in order for our students to be more successful, that they really need faculty involvement in the training of English tutors, because that's something that, you know, the tutor isn't automatically going to know how to do, and obviously the tutor coordinator, Julian, is awesome, but he's not going to automatically know, you know, what to focus on either. So we've implemented a faculty tutor training program. And it's awesome, and the tutors are really enjoying it. You may have noticed if you walk by the Learning Center any time this semester that there's way more English faculty in the Learning Center doing their office hours there and working on that coordination. But that takes time, and it's been completely, you know, just volunteer whoever could do what when, and so it's been a bit of a draw on our resources. And then Yuli's going to talk about Puente a bit, too.
Yeah, so, you know, Puente is new to the campus, so there's a lot of, there's a major learning curve for Sandra Mendez and myself. But, you know, as a coordinator of Puente, I'm also kind of pulled away from some of the English department tasks, and I depend on my colleagues to do that. I've been working since the summer to recruit students and to interview students to make sure they understand the program, for example. Recruiting mentors, training mentors, that was fun. And also just planning a lot of events. We've done Noche de Familia in October. We're doing a social mixer where mentors and mentees are going to be meeting this month. Sandra Mendez and I went to a professional development two-day training, Puente, this month. We're going to take students to UC Berkeley for a transfer and motivational conference this month. So, like, the month of October, I'm completely full-time with Puente because we've got, like, four things going on. And sometimes that's what happens with Puente, and it's wonderful and it's rich, but at the same time, you know, I can't do what I used to do for the English department as a full-timer. But that's expected, right? That's expected. But hopefully with another full-time English instructor, you know, my colleagues will have that support that I used to give in full force. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
And then I don't know, David, if you want to talk about any of some of the response to the state initiatives that we've been developing. I talked about the Writing Center, but we've been doing some other student equity work.
You've been piloting the English 100 called Milestones, and that's going to grow into 100 and a 110 in the spring. Very much want to have more faculty involved in this program, which guides curriculum and pedagogy and placement to students of color who need that extra boost. We've been very successful with additional tutors for the course, trained tutors specifically for the course, and we want this to grow. Across the state and across the country, of course, this is a huge initiative, and we're glad to be a part of it. Great support from our administration, by the way. David Johnson. Yay! Yeah.
So one of the things I mentioned earlier about adjuncts is that some of the things we want to do are harder to do with a super heavy adjunct load, and so Yoli's going to talk about that briefly.
So we have a reading minimum requirement for professors who are going to teach standalone reading classes and the integrated accelerated reading writing classes at the developmental level. And basically it's 12 graduate units of teaching of reading at the post-secondary level. So it's always difficult to find professors who have their reading certificate, those 12 graduate units. So what I did last semester is I looked over 300 applications in our database of adjunct for our district and look for anybody who had a reading certificate, all those 12 graduates, and I found about 22. So Joan Murphy contacted everybody so that we could interview them so that we would be able to staff our developmental reading and integrated classes. And we only got three people who came for the interviews. Everybody else was already a full-timer. They had a full load everywhere else, or they had moved away from the area. So it's very difficult to find people with this kind of specialization. And if you could have a full-time who has it, we'll be able to staff these developmental classes with permanent and more consistent faculty.
Okay. Any time for questions?
Okay. So you are saying that you would definitely have as a requirement, a minimum requirement that they have the reading.
Yes, yeah. That's what we did with Daniela. It falls under desirable, right? We can't require it because anybody who has a master's in English can apply. But that's what we're looking for because most of our first-year students place in developmental reading in English.
There's also a reading composition preparation from SF State that would apply here. So it's not just the reading one, it's the reading writing one, the combination one. Okay, another question?
So all of your current full-timers now have the reading certificate?
No. Daniela does, Salome, I do, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth. So there's four of us. Yes.
How many adjuncts do you have?
David, what's the number right now of adjuncts?
I think over
it changes
25?
Every semester. We add it because we have a lot more English 100 sections.
During the next break, I'll go
okay.
out.
It's more than 20, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's between 22 and 25.
A lot. I mean, the proportion is ridiculous.
What's difficult is they keep changing, too, for different reasons, right?
Sometimes
but it's harder to keep the ones with the reading certificate because they'll get a full-time job somewhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah, they're working.
Any other questions?
Is it correct, accurate that there's not a lot of full-time support in the evening when we have...
Say it again?
Yes.
Full-time faculty teaching in the evening.
Oh. Who's teaching full time? Elizabeth is.
Right.
Are you?
Right. So in the evening, we have part time instructors teaching. Yes.
Elizabeth, that's one.
Every semester we have usually one full timer teaching in the
teaching
evening.
Teaching one course.
Yeah, one course, but that's across all levels.
That's a good question, by the way.
Yes.
That's it.
That's our question.
Thank you much.
Thank you.